Boker Tov. So we're holding today's daf is Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph. Again, another blot of primarily Agadata. We are holding the last line of Lamed Amud Beis. Tana Rabban. Lelimi Adam Anvasanusan Anvasanan Kihilel Valye Kapten Kishamai. A person should be humble, like Hillel. Humble, actually, we see throughout the Gemara, is more than just humble. It's more like patience. Have more patience and humility like Hillel, and don't be as stern and as rigid as Shammai. Reminds me of a few stories which relate to these character traits. There's a story with two people, Papa Lama Alpha Malav, Shemru Zazet. They made a deal with one another. Rashi says it was like they made a bet. They made a bet, like the people that bet on the pigeons. They made a bet with each other. Amru, Kol Yamai, Kol Mi Sheyelech Yakne as Hillel, Yitla Barmeir says, whoever goes and gets Hillel angry, whoever causes Hillel to lose himself, he will win 400 zuz. Apparently, we'll see for the Gemara later, it seems like it was a bet, and if the person is not successful, he has to pay 400 zuz, which is a classic bet, right? It's a, if you do it, if you're successful, you make 400 zuz. If you try and you fail, you have to pay me 400 zuz. It doesn't say that clear in this Gemara, but it seems like for the Gemara later, that seems to be the case. I'll do it. I'll be the one to provoke him. I say Erev Shabbos, it was Erev Shabbos for Hillel. Hillel was doing chafifa. You know, an Isha before she goes to the mikvah has to do chafifa. It means washing his hands. It means taking a shower, preparing for Shabbos. We had the Gemara a couple of blocks back that a person's supposed to wash, it's a mitzvah to wash Panav Adavragla Bechamim before Shabbos. So this person went at that time when Hillel was preparing himself for Shabbos. And this is back in the day where even, this is before our days, we just flip a switch on, a shower off and on. This is back in the day where getting water and heating it up and however they cleanse themselves was not so simple. And the fellow went by purposely at that time on Erev Shabbos, a busy day. And he said, Mikan Hill, Mikan Hill. So Rashi explains that he was purposely coming at this time in order to chepper him. And Mikan Hill, Rashi says, Kan Hill, he says, Lashon Ganai. Hill was the Nasi. He's like, is there a Hill here? Is there someone named Hill here? It was a Lashon Ganai trying to, again, provoke him that he was disregarding the fact that he was the Nasi. Nesatav Yatzah Kresli, Hill got dressed, left his chafifa shower, got dressed, and he came to greet him. Amalei, B'ni Matam Vakash, my son, what do you want? Amalei, Sheilish Yeshlish Lishal, I have a question to ask you. Amalei, Shel, B'ni Shel, ask. B'ni Marashem Shel, Bavlaim Sagalgalais. Why are the heads of Babylonians so round? Why are they not as, like, oval and oblong, like everyone else's? Amalei, so weird question to be bothering him with Erev Shabbos while he's taking a shower, okay? Amalei, B'ni Sheila G'dayla Shalta. You're asking a wonderful question, but I must say, this is one of the sources they bring, that a Rebbe's job is to always promote questions. His job is to promote the spirits and the desire for Talmud to ask questions in a Baishan layman. A Baishan's not going to learn anything. He's not going to ask questions. You have to be able to ask. So when a person asks questions, if the Rebbe bats him down, he's not going to want to ask questions. Here we see a clear idea. Hillel was telling this fellow, you're asking a gewaltige question. And you know what the answer is? Because their midwives aren't so skilled, and therefore when they take the babies out, they don't treat the heads properly, and therefore they get more rounded. The guy went away, waited a little bit of time. Chazav Amr, he came back and called it again. Mikan Hill, Mikan Hill. So again, he's using the derogatory term. Is there a Hill here? Is there a Hill here about the Nasi? This Ati Vesakar. So again, Hillel put back on his jacket, his clothing, and he might have to greet him. Amalei, b'ni atam avakash, what is it, my son, that you need? Amalei, setem sheila yeshli shitlishal, avshal to ask you. Amalei, shel, b'ni shel, nu, ask away. B'rimai neem shel tarmudian trutes. Why the eyes of the Talmudians, why are they especially round? Amalei, b'ni sheila g'del shal to ask a wonderful question, a great question, b'nishar durin b'nechilis, because they dwell amongst the sandy areas. Rashi explains that the wind would blow the sand into their eyes, and therefore Kodesh Baruch Hu made it based on where their location in the veldt, based on where they live. Hakash made it that their eyes are more round, that it's easier for them to close their eyes and protect from the sand coming in. So their location had a relationship to their physical appearance, that the eyes were able to be more protected from earth and sand getting into their eyes. Halach v'imtin sha'achas, he waited another little bit of time. Chazav Amar, and he came back and said again, Mikan Hill, Mikan Hillel. This Advent request, again, Hillel came out, got dressed, and to greet him. Amalei, with all the patience in the world. B'ni Matam Avakesh, what is it that you seek, my son? Amalei. Shele Yeshli, Lisha, Avishal, ask. Amalei, no, Shal B'ni Shal, ask. B'ni Maragleb, Shal Afrikim. Rechavis, why are the feet of the Africans so wide? Amalei, B'ni Shel Gadei Lishal, to ask a great question. Mesha Durim, Bein Bitsi Amayim. Because they live in like muddy land, in like marshlands, and therefore, Therefore, because they walk on this marshland, so two malachim, either HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them similar to the eye as before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them wider feet in order that they wouldn't sink into the ground, into the marshland. So wider feet helps them stay more flat footed above the ground, not to sink in deep. Or another malach given is because since they walked on marshland, they walked without shoes, and because they often walk without shoes, eventually their feet took a little more of a pressure, and their feet widened naturally over time. Okay, Amar Lai, so this fellow saw that he just bothered him three separate times, Erev Shabbos, three really not pressing questions, and Hillel is answering with all the economists in the world. Amar Lai, so he said to Hillel, I have a lot of questions to ask you. You have time for me? I'm afraid you're going to get upset at me. Hillel wrapped himself in his talus and he sat in front of him. It's interesting. We find that the idea of wrapping one's talus before he davens, when he wants to connect to Ruchnius. Over here, Hillel, maybe in this effort of, in the avoid of having patience, that was his way of connecting. So, Nis'atif Yashal Fanav Amar Lai Kol Shel Shesh Lach Lishal Shal. Any questions you have for me, ask, no problem. Amar Lai, the fellow said, Atahu Hillel Shakarin Aishachan Yisrael. Are you indeed the Hillel? Till now he kept saying, is there a Hillel? Is there a Hillel? And Hillel said, yeah, it's me. But now he said, are you the Hillel that's the Nasi? Amar Lai Hain, yes, I'm Hillel the Nasi. Amar Lai, the fellow said to him, Imatahu, if it's Taka you, Lo Yirbu Kamech Yisrael. There shouldn't be many people like you in Klai Yisrael. There shouldn't be many Hillels like you in Klai Yisrael. I'm a little Hillel. Why? But he meant, what have I done? Why would you say that? Amar Lai, Neshi Bati Al Yadcha Arba Mezuz. Because based on your patience, I made a bet about you that I'd be able to get you to lose your patience. And because you're so calm, I lost 400 Zuz. So when Hillel chapped the story, Amar Lai Havizar Beruchcha, Hillel said to him, you should always be careful with your ruach, with your disposition. A person should always be careful not to lose his cool. Kedeyu Hillel Shetabed Al Yaday, Dal Mezuz, Dal Mezuz. It's Kedai for Hillel to lose even twice 400 zuz, if that's what it takes, not the Hillel Yakben, and Hillel shouldn't be Makben. So some of the first will explain, what's the double 400 zuz? The double 400 zuz is because it was a bet. So in a bet, if I win, I make 400 zuz. If I lose, I have to pay you 400 zuz. That's an 800 zuz swing. So Hillel was saying, it's Kedai for you to lose 400 zuz and 400 zuz. Lose the money you could have made and lose the money that you have to pay now. Again, that fits if there was a two-way bet that he has to actually pay out. The Lashon Gemara earlier didn't say clearly that it's a two-way bet, but that would fit very well with that mahalach. Now, the Achrenim will discuss, I mean, the Ratzchias, the Rasha, what was the significance of these three questions? It wasn't Stam, he asked about the head, the eyes, and the feet. They say to Malchim, just one quick idea from Yaakov Emden, he says that this fellow in his chutzpah and in his shepherding of Hillel, he actually was saying, trying to get something deeper. He was trying to provoke Hillel with questions about his yichus, about where he comes from, about the fact that his family didn't go back to Israel after about the second Beis Hamikdash. He was trying to provoke him with ideas that are relevant to questioning whether he's fit to be the Nasi. That's what he was trying to do. And even so, that's what Yaakov Emden learns. And even so, Hillel maintained his cool the whole time. Okay, says Gemara, Tanaban. We're going to have now three stories of Hillel and Shammai taking a different approach to people that came to be Megayer, that came to ask some questions and to be Megayer. We know early in this Mesechta we actually had that there's three Machleikas in Shas. There's hundreds of Machleikas we said between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. But between Hillel and Shammai, there's three Machleikas in. We had early in the Mesechta, we actually said there's a couple more, but those didn't count for whatever reasons, either because they ended up changing their minds and agreeing to each other, or because the Machleikas came before them as well. But there's three Machleikas primarily of Hillel and Shammai. Here we have three stories where Hillel and Shammai had a different approach to Gerim. Tanaban. There's a story with the guy who came from the Shammai. Amalei said to him, "Kama teres yesh lachem? How many teres do you have?" Amalei shtayim. We have two teres shebasav, teres shebapeh. We have the teres shebasav, teres shebapeh. If you look at Yisfar Mishag, teres shebasav is five volumes. I mean, you include Tanakh, so it's 25 volumes. The rest of your whole entire Yisfar Mishag is teres shebapeh. So the in terms of how much teres shebasav, teres shebapeh you have, teres shebapeh is a lot more than teres shebasav. Says the Gemara, Amalei. Shammai said to him, "We have shtayim teres shebasav, teres shebapeh." So the guy said, "Shebasav ami mincha. I'm willing to believe teres shebasav. I'll believe what it says teres shebasav. I'm willing to accept that. Shebapeh inim mincha. But teres shebapeh, I don't believe you. I don't even believe it came from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Gareini amanash tam deini teres shebasav. I'm willing to become a ger, but on the condition you teach me teres shebasav. But I'm not ready to accept teres shebapeh. Gar bay vaytziv ben zifa." But Shammai heard this. Shammai heard this, and he pushed him out. He was upset at him, and he threw him out of his house with the tightness. Bolafim, Hillel came from the hill. Gairi, Hillel was Megairim. Yemekam Amalei. Now, Hillel is Megar him. Obviously, you can't be Megar him unless he's willing to accept Kol Tarkula, including Tosh Shabbat. So Hillel is Megar him because Hillel knew that he had someone that was willing to, in truth, become a full fledged Jinn. Just he was missing the right. He was missing the right angle. Yemekam the first day, so he's teaching him Tosh Shabbat. Yemekam Amalei Aleph Beis Gimel Dalin. Lemachar Apach. The next day, he reversed it. Question: what it means when he reversed it? Either he said Aleph is tough, Beis is Shin. I mean, he reversed what he had taught yesterday, or he reversed. He reversed exactly what the order of the Aleph Beis. Okay, but he reversed something in the teaching. Amar Leiva Espelamar Tahachi Lematlachi. Yesterday you teaching me. Yesterday you told me a different method of what means what. Amalei Nu Lavalei Sidi Kasamcha. So you see, you're being same mechamit. To even read Tershav Chasav, you need an element of Tershav Apeh. You need to rely on the Messiah of Tershav Apeh in order to be Tershav Chasav. Dal Penami Samechlei. So therefore, when it comes to the full Tershav Apeh, be same mechamit and the fellow Tak accepted. So he'll use this notion, this explanation that everything is dependent on Tershav Apeh in order to. You get the fellow to agree that it's not just Torah Shabbat itself is dependent on Torah Shabbat, and therefore the fellow accepted the Torah in Ganson. Now, Tosfos asks, the famous, I mean, it's Gemara, I think it could be the Gemara itself if you ask the question. It's Gemara Megillah, it's Gemara a few places. We know that Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma. Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, we accept the Torah as is, even before here, we accept the Torah. And we know there's a story about Har-Sinai of Kafalim HaKigigas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu held a mountain on top of their heads, Kigigas, like an upside down pot. And he said, if you accept the Torah, great. If not, I'm going to drop the pot on you. Now the question is, Manavshach, if Klai Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to hold an upside down pot on top of their heads? What's going on over here? So one of the famous answers Tosfos gives is, it depends. One is Torah Shabbat Chassav, one is Torah Shabbat Peh. Klal Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma before Torah Shabbat Chassav. It's a Torah Shabbat Chassav, Nasa V'Nishma. When it came to Torah Shabbat Peh, there still was a Kaflam Har Kegiga, similar to this Ger. The Rashi, and it's really Rashash brings down the Rashi, but it's pretty clear Rashi points out that even though this fellow seemingly was a Kafir, how on earth could you let this guy, I mean, it wasn't a Yid, but Hakim Megayim, Rashi points out that since he believed in Torah Shabbat Chassav, and that's what he had in front of him, not believing Tosh Shabbat Peh would not make him someone that's not fit to become a ger because he wasn't yet ready for accepting Tosh Shabbat Peh. It wouldn't make him someone that's the level of a kafir that he can't become a ger. So again, obviously, with the knowledge that Hillel had, that he was going to ultimately accept Tosh Shabbat Peh once it was brought to him in the proper light. Fine. So the Rabbi Yosef Engel Gehen Hashas, he brings that there's a Sefer Gerari in the Chur, it's before the Moral, that doesn't mean the Moral, that says, based on this Rashi, there was a sect of people called the Karam that accepted Torah Shabbat Chassav, but didn't accept Torah Shabbat. Throughout history, we've had many people like that, that accept Torah Shabbat Chassav, not Torah Shabbat. And he said, based on this Rashi, the Chur, they're not considered Kaifrim. They're not Kaifrim. They believe in Torah Shabbat Chassav, they're having a hard time accepting Torah Shabbat, but they're not Kaifrim. That's what he wanted to bring, based on this Rashi. Rabbi Yosef Engel argues vehemently, and he says, Chas V'Shalom, these Karam and all these other sects that knew about Torah Shabbat Chassav, and knew about Torah Shabbat, and choose to accept Torah Shabbat Chassav, and ignore Torah Shabbat or leave the derech of Torah Shabbat Peh, even though they were brought up, they were born into Yiddish families that had a Mesaira of Torah Shabbat Peh, of course they are kafir, 100%. By a ger who never had Torah Mitzvahs, he never had Torah Shabbat Chassav, or Torah Shabbat Peh, if he comes to accept Torah Shabbat Chassav and is not yet ready for Torah Shabbat Peh, that's not necessarily stira, that's something that we can accept, we can deal with. But someone who came from it, who understands it, who knew it exists, and walks away from it, Chas V'Shalom, of course, that would be a full-fledged kafir, says the Yonah Shas, don't make the wrong inference from this Rashi. Okay, next story. And he says to Shammai, Amalai, Gareni, Amanash, Tamadin, Kotarakula, Kishani, Amrabaglachas. Be Megarami, teach me Torah, Araglachas, on one foot, meaning tell me the whole Torah, and one foot in such a short period of time. So Shammai used the Amasabinyan. Amasabinyan is like the ruler that's used to measure, like the construction workers or the architects, they use it to measure the binyan of the house, like the beams and the angles of the house. Both the hills, Shammai pushed him out. This discussion of Farshim, what was the significance of the Amas Abinyan? Shammai was showing, because the way the Marsha explains, others say similar, that he's trying to say, I want the Yesedis of the Torah, Areglachas. And Shammai was saying, the Yesedis of the Torah are so vast, you can't just get it in one fell swoop. And he pushed him away with the Amas Abinyan that represented the Yesedis of the Vias. Okay, so Hillel, what Hillel do? Both a Hillel. Gairi Hillel was Megairi him. Amalei, what Hillel say? That which you don't want undone unto yourself, don't do it to others. Zui klal tarkula. This is the klav klal tarkula, vidik perusha. The rest of the pirish. The whole Torah is what you don't want done unto yourself, don't do unto others. The rest is simply a pirish. Famous Gemara, but a pella of a Gemara nonetheless. The rest is a pirish. The whole klal tarkula is don't do unto others what you want unto yourself. So, First of all, the Klei Yakar explains that regla achas, just before we get to the answer to this question, regla achas means similar to what we say for the Marsha. He wanted what's the main yisayit of the Torah. And Beshame again pushed him away because the main yisayit is too much, too vast to get on regla achas. And Hillel's coming to answer that the main yisayit of the Torah is v'haftarech kamaycha, right? That the masa, the lashon of Hillel actually is in the negative. The lashon of Hillel is the negative. What's hateful to you, don't do unto others. First, I'm explaining because Hillel was speaking more practical. Haftarech kamecha is a very difficult madriga. Love someone like yourself is to remember something yourself is almost virtually impossible to love others like we love ourselves. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's virtually impossible. Whereas the what does it mean if that's the case? So the first, I'm explaining what it means is don't do unto anyone else something you wouldn't want unto yourself. That is the application, the outcome of trying to achieve after kamecha, that is the outcome. Okay, the question still is, how is that called Torah Kula? So Rashi right away addressed the question. Rashi says, I don't understand. If anything, that's still ad benam lachaveri. We know there's mitzvahs in the Torah benam lachaveri. There's mitzvah benam lamakim. At the very least, all you keep is benam lachaveri. Says Rashi to Malachim. Rashi's first Malach is Reacha means a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Reacha doesn't just mean, it doesn't mean only a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Reacha, obviously, means his friend. It just means anyone who's outside me. Anyone who's not me is a reacha. So whether it's my physical friends who are human beings, or whether it's a Kaddish Baruch Hu who's not me, reacha means don't do unto others, including reacha unto Kaddish Baruch Hu, what you wouldn't done unto yourself, which means to listen to Kol Torah Kula, listen to Torah Mitzvahs, both Benam L'Chaveri and Benam L'Makom. That's Rashi's first shot. Rashi gives a second shot that reacha taka means only humans. It means another person. And rave mitzvahs in the Torah, rave applications are Benam L'Chaveri. Senechami, Rashi's second Torah, is almost, I don't want to use the word to cop out, but the question was that it's only Benam L'Chaveri, not Benam L'Makom. And the answer is Enechami, that's rave of the Torah. So rave of the Torah, you want to know what's the ik of the Torah? Rave of the Torah is Benam L'Chaveri, mitzvah Benam L'Chaveri, and therefore that counts for rave of the Torah. We know famously the Sifsei Chamim on the Pasuk in V'Haftarech Kamecha in the Chumash, he connects, we made the connection already right when we started, but he makes the connection that to Rabbi Akiva's famous statement. Rabbi Akiva says, V'Haftarech Kamecha Zek Klal Gadol B'Torah, right? That's that same statement as Mamash Rahil saying over here, that Zui Ikkakol Torah. So what is the connection? So the Sisacham says that it's a word of Madregas, that it's if you go through inside the Chumash, it's actually a couple of lines, but he goes through, he says that basically in order to ultimately fully appreciate Kadosh Baruch Hu, step one is we have to be proper to others. And it makes sense that we can understand logically we have to be proper to others. And once we understand about behaving like a mensch to others, slowly we work our way up to being proper with our elders, with our parents, with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and we get to Madrega of serving Hashem. So it's not stop over here by V'Haftar Kamecha Zekal Gad B'Dera and stop there. Benam L'Chaveri is the beginning to get to the ultimate goal of Benam L'Makom. It's a staircase, so to speak, and you climb that staircase. That's Sifsei Chamim on the Pasuk in Kadeshim V'Haftar Kamecha. Fine. However, the one or two other Mahachim quickly, and I want to say a pshat that I think is a big insight. Rabbi Chanan says that the a person should always see the velt, see himself as if he's 50-50, the velt as if it's 50-50, and like this, any mitzvah he does is going to change the whole velt. So, Bein Adam HaChaveri, because he has to care about himself and care about the world around him, that'll cause him to keep Bein Adam HaMakom. Okay, a little bit of a Lamdash Drush. Ksav Sefer says, interesting, a Chiddush, Ksav Sefer says on this Gemara, he explains this chapter number 5 so far, if you're keeping score. We have 2 from Rashi, whether Bein Reacha means a Kadosh Baruch Hu with Bein Adam HaMakom. We have a 2nd from Rashi that most mitzvahs are Bein Adam HaChaveri. We have Sisacham, it says it's like a staircase. We have it's a stepping stool. We have Rabbi Chanan saying that you have to see the world as if it's 50-50, and any act I do will affect the whole world, and that's how I get to my Benon Makam through my Benon Machaveri. Ksav Sefer's Pshat number 5, he says basically it's similar to Gemara Makis, that a person can only survive, can only shteig in Torah and learning through a Chavrusa. So V'Haftar Kamecha means find yourself a Chavrusa, find yourself someone to learn Torah with, find yourself someone to, I don't think it means just learning Torah, to grow with, find yourself someone that you can work with through life to grow into Madregas. So again, it's a way to get to Benam L'Makom through finding a Chavrusa. That's what it means. That is the connection. That is the importance of V'Haftar Kamecha or treating others like yourself. That's why it's the Ikar of the Torah. But I think based on the author of the Memra of Rabbi Akiva, we spoke this out once by Shavuos night. I think we spoke also on the Chumash here once that Rabbi Akiva's author says Zek Hakad B'Torah. Who is Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva, just quickly, in a few places in Shas, we have Gemaras where Rabbi Akiva and a bunch of other Tanoim went into a room or saw something like Gemara and the Makas. The Gemara comes from Brachas, comes from a few places where the 4 Chaverim he had, they saw something and they cried. And Rabbi Akiva saw the very same thing, and what did he do? He left, right? The Harabayas. When he saw Arbayas, the Shulim walking Arbayas and the Makas, when he heard the trumpets from the neighboring towns outside Yerushalayim, when Yerushalayim was desolate, they cried, he left. When Rabbi Elazar was sick in his bed and he was in pain, they cried and he left. There's many Gemaras of Rabbi Akiva laughing when everyone else is crying. What is the pshat? There's the famous Gemara that Rabbi Kiva is the one that we just had the Gemara that he had his donkey, his lamp, and his rooster were all taken away from him, and the whole town. He said, "Gamzul Tayv, it's all good, it's all for the best. Come out the Rechem on the top of it, right?" And what happened? And he survived the story, but the whole time, all he saw was the positive. Komadav Rechmana, Latavavid. Rabbi Kiva always saw the positive in everything. Komadav Rechmana is Latavavid. He saw the positive. How is a person possibly supposed to be, we spoke out at the beginning of this, that it's very difficult for someone to love his friend like himself, it's almost impossible. Says the Baal Shem Tov. I don't think he brings in the social stick of Rabbi Kiva. He just says, we know when we look in the mirror in the morning, unless unfortunately these days it is a large growth in mental health issues and people feeling good about themselves. But for the most part, the natural part of society is when a person looks in the mirror, he's not so upset because he sees the good in himself. He focuses on the good. He doesn't focus on all his negative character traits. He focuses on his positive character traits. So he thinks that he's typically, most people, unless they have confidence issues or whatever issues they may have, most people see the good in themselves and therefore they're okay with themselves, they're happy with themselves, they try to grow, but they focus on the positive. The Baal Shem Tov says if we could only apply that midah in others, it would be very easy to be kamecha. You can love your friend like yourself. The reason why we don't love our friends like ourselves is because we don't see the good necessarily. We try to see a little bit, but we don't focus on the good in others the way we focus on the good in ourselves. Everyone has good and everyone has bad in them. If we focus on the good, then we can love everyone like we love ourselves. Rabbi Akiva is the author of the member because Rabbi Akiva was the ultimate person who saw the good in everything. He was able to see the good in any situation, in any matziv. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, Zeh klagad b'tayra. Why is that klagad b'tayra? Because, just to discussion related to the next Gemara, because what is the power of seeing the good in everything? It boils down to a power of emuna. In order to see the good in everything, if I have emuna, I see the good in any situation. If I have emuna, when there's a fox on the Temple Mount, when there's the gadol adar is b'tzar from a chayla, when I'm losing every possession, chalila, Rabbi Kiva is losing every possession he has, and he's lost in the middle of nowhere, all he sees is the good. Why? Because he believes it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When someone believes everything's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to constantly see the good in everything. Says our Gemara, Zeh klal gadol b'Torah. The first klal of the Torah is emuna. Emuna in Hashem, which translates in its first way. The first application of emuna Hashem is seeing that everything is good. That's the first application of emuna. And therefore, that's the application of ahavta v'kamecha, seeing your friend, loving your friend like yourself, because that's the same idea of applying that everything is good, whatever happens around me is good. If whether this guy is treating me properly or treating the world properly, I still have to love him because he is ultimately, whatever he's doing is for the best, and everything that he's doing is, but not everything he's doing is good per se, but I have to see the good in anything about him. Okay. There's a third story with a guy. He's walking behind the Beis Medrash. He heard the Sefer saying, talking about the big tikkuna. Talking about the big kain gadol, the chayshin, the ephod, the breastplate, the ephod. Amar, he said, halal lemi, who wears this? Amar, the kain gadol. Amar, he said to himself, the guy, I want to be the one that wears these beautiful begadim. Let me become a ger to wear these begadim. Both in Shammai, he came from the Shammai. Amar, and he said to him, gerein el menashe tishmeni kain gadol. Me megai me on the condition, convert me, that I'll become the kain gadol. Again, he pushed away the Amas Abinyan. You're messing up based on what we said before. You say this of Yiddish guys. This is the kain gadol. He has to be a kain. You're not even, you're a ger. Forget about being a kain. Forget being the kain gadol. Both of Nate, Hillel, Gairi, came from the Hillel. Hillel's Megairim. Amalai. So, before he did the Gairis, he says, can we appoint a king unless he knows how to become again, what it means to be royalty? So come, let's learn about Tichsis Machos. No, interesting over here, the first explain this was done before the Geirus. He wanted to make him apprised of the fact that he's not going to become a Kohen Gadol. He wasn't tricking him into Geirus. Halach the Karas, he read the Pesukim, Kiva Shigiva Hazar Kav Yumas. So when they got the Pesuk Hazar Kav Yumas, the Zar, the non-Kayin whose Karav is Yumas, Amalei Mikrizal Miyam Namar, Amalei Afil Adav Mechisrol. Even Dav Mechisrol, if he goes into the base of Migdash, if he goes to Kesh Kesh when he's not supposed to, he's Chayiv Misa. So Nasa said, Gev Kavach HaMatz, Gev Kavach HaMer, Uma Yisrael, Shnei Kaban HaMakam, Kal Yisrael Hu HaBan HaMakam, naturally, Shavasam Karalem, Bini Bechar Yisrael, the cold Bini Bechar Yisrael. Ksiv Aleim, it says about Chai Yisrael, who are Bini Bechar Yisrael. It says, Vazar Kav Yumas, if they come too close, if they come to Kodesh Kodeshim, they have Chayv Misa, except for the Kohen Gadol, of course. So Ger, Shahakal, Haba Maklev Tamilai. This simple guy is talking about himself, who's coming with his staff and his traveling bag. He's trying to join into Klai Yisrael. Certainly, this din is going to apply that if he's Karev, he's Yumas. So therefore, you realize he can't be Kangadol. Both Shammai, Amalai, Klum Roy, Anilis Kangadol. So then, when he learned this information, he went to Shammai to get the cold, hard truth. Am I able to be Kangadol? Halik Sibatari Habzar Kav Yumas. So, It says in the Torah, Zarek Yumas, it's not possible to become Gadol, but if a Hillel Amalai, and Vasanon Hillel, Yanuchalach, Brachas Areshcha, he came from the Hillel and said, your humility should make Brachas come on your head. Why? Shekhaftani Tachas Kam Veshchina, Lemaisa, you brought me into the Shechina. Even though, I now know I cannot become Kohen Gadol, I'm still interested in becoming a Yid Yamim. It's not Bushash Makam Echad. It happened over time that these three people that want to become Gerim, they came from the Shammai and Hillel, and Shammai pushed them aside, and Hillel accepted them. They all gathered to one place. Amru, Kapdanas of Shammai, Bikshil, Tadenim and Eilam, the Kapdanas, the strictness of Shammai was going to push us out of the world. Shel Hillel and the Anvasanusai, Shel Hillel, Karvanu Tachas Kam Veshchina. Whereas the Anivas of Hillel, the humility, again, the humility we're saying is more than just humility. The humility is a certain level of patience. It's interesting to note that it's very clear in our Gemara that humility and patience are very interrelated midas. When a person is humble, he's more apt to have more patience and to have more savlanus, as we say. When a person is not as humble, because the Gemara is considering it, keeps referring to Hillel's anivus. It's more than anivus, it was a patience. The patience of Hillel caused that we were able to be accepted, and now we are Yidden. Amr Shlakish. So the pasuk, actually this pasuk is going to refer to, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya. It's going to refer to all the facets of the Mishnayos of the Torah. Emunas itecha chesin Yeshua is the stability of itecha, is your time and the strength of your Yeshua, the wisdom and knowledge. Says the Gemara, emunas zeh seder zrayim. Emunas referring to seder zrayim, famously, zrayim is known as seder emuna. Why is zrayim known as seder emuna? So it's a machlekes. Rashi says, be simple, because we have to trust all these farmers, they're going to take Shuvas Maisa. There's so many dinim related to having a field, and if the person wants to fool around, he can fool around. We have to trust. We had a Gemara recently about Peya, about leaving at the end, because that's a way that people won't accuse him of the reason the Torah said leave at the end. One of the last reasons given in the Gemara was so people shouldn't accuse him of not taking Peya. We just had that a couple of bad ago. But the point is, in general, to know whether someone's taking Shuvas Maisa, Peya, Bikurim, when he's doing the stuff in his field, is very difficult. We were trusting the farmer to do all these things. Interesting, that's called Sefer Emunah, according to Rashi, according to Tosfos, much more simple Malach. Taisa says that it's one word, two words of Taisvis. Shemam b'chaylamim v'zeireh. You make investments. You invest time and effort and money to plant and sow the field. It's totally based on if it's going to be enough rainwater, if there's going to be enough sun. There's so much in cultivating a field that's not up to the person themselves, out of his control. And it's totally, really everything that we do is really out of our control. But by the farmer, it's very clear how much is out of our control. Good season versus a bad season. You know, you see it on a yearly basis. If you're involved with if you speak to the Esrig sellers, they'll tell you if there's a great year for Esregim, a bad year for Esregim. They're doing the same thing every year. And some years it comes out great, some years it comes out terrible, some years there's an abundance of beautiful Esregim, and some years there's a scarcity. It's all, a person has to take a leap of faith, especially as a farmer in that industry, and spend money and time. That's why it's called the Seder Emunah. If you remember, we actually had similar, that those who go out to ship at sea, those who go out to sea back in the day, the Gemara describes them also, that they often would have a lot of emunah because they would put in situations that were very scary, and they'd also often call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That also was a job or a profession that leads to having emunah. Okay. Itecha, that's Seidemoyes. Itecha is times. That's Seidemoyes. That's pretty understandable. Chaisen. Chesin literally means your strength. Zesei derasha. Why zesei derasha? Because chesin also means like Yerusha, which is based on marriage and based on family lineages. Yeshuas zesei nezikim, because it saves from fights and arguments and monetary dealings. Chachma zesei the kachim. Chachma zesei the kachim. The chachma of kabbanis and stuff. The das zesei taris. Rashi explains das is a higher level. Knowledge is a higher level than chachma taris. The dinya of tuvah taris is a little deeper, a little higher than the level of kachim. Vafilu hachi. So the pasuk describes all these different stars over there. What does it say at the end of that pasuk? Yiras Hashem. Even though we're discussing the six facets, the six darim of Mishnayos, having all those things, what is the end of the day? What's the Eitzer? What's the Eitzer that holds it all? Yiras Hashem. And I think it's a beautiful Mishnah. I didn't see it connected. Maybe it was there. Unless I missed Rashi. I didn't see it connected. But it's an obvious connection. The Mishnah of Kol she yirasei kaidemas lechachmasai, chachmasai miskayemes. If the year is before the chachma is miskayem. That's the idea. That a person can have all six of the Mishnayos. We're in Lamed Aleph, Amed Aleph, a few lines from the bottom of the Amid. 31a, a few lines from the bottom of the page. But if a person has all 68 Mishnayos, he has all of Torah, but he doesn't have with him Yiras Hashem, he doesn't have the Eitzer to keep the Torah. He needs Yiras Hashem to be the Eitzer to hold the Torah. Amar Rava. Rava says, another type of the pasuk. What is the pasuk referring to? Bisha shemachnisin adam din. When you bring a person into din, Arman Levi say to him, Nasa v'nasata b'munah. So the truth is, I'm throwing it in there, that it's not attached to the pasuk. I'm getting it from, really, it's Rashi. Rashi very much connects. We'll see the Rashi will point it out as we read this next Gemara. It's Rashi, and it's really a beautiful Gayan. The Gayan points out that It's not stam. It's not Marzchi speaks the Gain. It's not stam. We just had six things, six derm, six things in the pasuk. There are six derm, and we're going to go through the first six questions we ask a person. Achamei v'asim, six and six, both the same numbers. The six things we ask a person after Achamei v'asim relates to the six that we just had in the Seder Mishnayos, and Rashi pretty clearly alludes to it with one or two words in Rashi that this Gemara is really a direct connection. It's not stam from left field. It's a direct connection to these six things. Amar b'shash b'chis adam l'din. When you bring a person comes into din after mei v'asim, I'm l'nei satav satav emuna. Did you do business b'emuna faithfully? Kavati eat the matira. Did you? Were you kavet eat the matira? Famously, over here puts business faithfully first, and then the learning Torah. Elsewhere, puts the first question is did a person learn Torah first and then business? Taisa explains. Taisa has a very simple answer. Taisa says that. But the Baal Musa say, first of all, because two things tell us up is that. The two things tell us up is that, meaning, did you do business faithfully? Did you stop when you had enough money and go to learn when you can learn, or did your learning suffer at the hands of business? So it's really one and the same question. That's what the Baal Musa explained. But Taisa says, it depends on the person. Someone who spent this time learning, he was busy learning, and wasn't as basic in business. So the first question we asked him was, that secondary thing that was business to you, did you do it honestly? And the person who spent his time in business, but wasn't focused most time on learning, the first question was, were you at least kaveya eat the matera? So depending on the person, that is the question that's asked first. That's Taisa's answer elsewhere. I think it's in Sanhedrin or Kedushin. Okay. Says the Gemara, question number three, question number three, asakta peraviria. Were you isak and peraviria? Interesting lesson, asakta peraviria. Just say, did you do peraviria? Kiyamta peraviria. What's asakta? So, two answers, explanations given the Farshim. The Marsha says, because it's not just talking about a person being isak himself or trying to have children himself. It's talking about a person who did he take care of? Did we see to it that we try to get Yusamus? Other people that need shidduchim, other people have shidduchim, will be trying to be shatchanim. Unbelievable, this is Marsha. Will be trying to help marry off people that are hard time getting married. That is the idea. That is the idea of a sakta, a person who's busy trying to make shidduchim with other people. That's a person who's mekayim, the mitzvah in the full extent of a sakta. That is a simple answer. Rav Bleich, that's Rabbi Shlita from YU. Rav Aks, our Rav, is his brother-in-law. He says beautifully, very simple. He said the reason why it's a sakta is because, practically speaking, a sakta is all we can do. All we can do is do the act of tashmish, whether or not a person is zeichet to have children, bichlal, whether he's zeichet to have whatever the shittas are, two sons or a son and a daughter, that's all in the Shemayim. Our chiv is a sakta. We can't have a chiv of kiyamta. That's not up to us. That's up to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, the question is not going to be kiyamta. That's not our job. Our job is a sakta. Yes, as long as we're a sakta, we did our job. Beautiful. I think it's Pashup Shah in the Gemara from Rav Bleich Shita. Tzipis Yeshua, did you wait for Yeshua? Were you waiting for Mashiach? And this is Imlei Achshav Emesai. This is something that probably most, I speak for myself, we have to work on. We say that Imamims, it's one of the things we have to do every day, Chakalei B'chayim Shiyavei, but are we really Tzipis Li Yeshua? But now in Zman Hazeh, it's an easier, unfortunately, in the Sikar Matzev, it's an easier level to try to connect with, of really waiting for the Yeshua, waiting for Yeshua from this virus, and waiting for Yeshua in general, to ultimate Gula of Mashiach. Kepalta B'chachma, Did you delve in Chachma? And if Adam Mitech Dover, did you try to understand Adavar Mitech Dover? So Rashi, actually, the Rashi I was referring to, Rashi points out by Kavati Ita Mateira, Rashi says, like Lashon of Chesin that we had before in the Pasuk. And Chesin, before we explained, Chesin was talking about Seder Nashim, about Yerushas. Over here, Rashi's connecting, I'm sorry, not by a sakta. By a sakta Rivia, Rashi gets the chesin to a chesin of Seder Hashem. So Rashi is alluding to, and this is the guy who explains, that these six things are directly related. Let's go back over them quickly. The Nasat Masat Amunah, that's... It's based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, exactly. Exactly.
That's why it goes in that sequence.
Right, exactly. Right. Meaning, but these things connect. The reason why a person, what the guy's explaining is that, like you're saying, Yossel, that this is based on the pasuk as well. This isn't just a member that happens to come up over here. This is also based on the pasuk, but really that means also it connects to the prior things, which means Seder's Royim is Seder Amunah, and the first question we asked are, did you deal business by Amunah? Which is also, did you learn Seder's Royim? And did you deal by Amunah? The second one was Kavat Ilam Matera. We're talking about the Pasuk of Itecha, which is Yam Taivim, or Seder Mayid. Also, did you Kavat Ilam Matera? It also includes an idea of case Ilam Matera. The next is Seder Nashim, that's Asakta Per Rivia. The next was Nezikim, that was Yeshua, because it saves people from business arguments. Tipis Yeshua, did you hope for Yeshua as well? But connecting not just back to the simple text we're saying in our Gemara, connecting back to the prior Gemara of having the Yeshuas of Nezikim, the continuity of Seder Nashim, of having Peruvu and knowing Seder Nashim. The continuity, Kvati Ilm Torah, the continuity of Mayadim, and so on and so forth, with Kachim and with Taras, the same exact idea. That is the Vilna Gaon, the Maharas Chis brings it, and it says this Pshat of the Vilna Gaon, connecting these two Gemaras and saying that it's all, I mean, once you hear it, it's fairly obvious, but connecting these two Gemaras is Pshat Emes. That's the Emes Pshat of the Gemara. Mash Adam Shah Mashuch, it's much a person as a Shlech, Halili Korchitim Aliyah, bring for me a Korchitim. Oh, stop. I'm sorry, I skipped. Thank you. I feel hachi, yiris Hashem yitzarei in ilay lay. But even if you have all six of these things again, if you have yiris Hashem yitzarei, if you have the year of Hashem, then you got the storehouse. If not, you got nothing. Mash Adam Shem Leshuch, the guy says, Shliach, heli korchitim la'aliyah, bring me a korchitim to the attic for storage, or halach la'aliyah. He brought it up, Amalai. He said, one second, Rav Tali Behem, kav chumtim, did you put a kav? It's like some type of salty earth, which preserves it, the preservative. Did you put that into the weed as well? Amalai live. He said, no, I put the weed up in the attic. I stored a few, but I didn't put the preservative in. Amalai mutav Amalai is laser, better if you didn't put it up. You put it up without the preservative, it's all going to spoil. So too, if you have a person that's Torah, I don't want to say he has nothing, but if he has Torah without the eitz, without yira, he has very little because the rest of it's going to spoil. But here's a key point, and the Baal Musa will speak this out. Ma'arav Adam kav chutmim b'kor korshat tefua. A person can mix a kav of chutmim. This is the ratio. A kav of chutmim is enough for korshat tefua, which is a ratio of 1 in 180. Ve'nechleishes. Then he can be satisfied that he has enough. Says Rabbi, I think it's who was it? Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz. He says that the sheer, a person shouldn't lose himself. Avada, a person has to focus, has to have yira, has to focus on Musar. But the Ikka learning should be learning Torah, learning Gemara, learning Chumash, learning Rambam, learning Shulchan Aruch, learning Torah. And he should set aside time every day to focus before he learns, why he learns, after he learns, about Yir Hashem, about Musar. But he shouldn't make that what he does all day, because that's not the Ikka Mahalach. All you need is a Kav Chutmin to protect all of that Torah. Again, Chas V'Shalom, we're not minimizing how much Yira a person needs. A person needs the ultimate amount of Yira. But to spend his time all day learning about Yira and not learning the details and the nuances of Torah would not be the right message for this Gemara. Amar Rav Abba Avuna, Kol Adam Sheyesh B'Torah, Whoever has Torah Ve'Ein Bai, Top of Amaze Yir Shemayim. Whoever has Torah doesn't have Yir Shemayim. Daimli Gizba Shemaslo, Maftechas B'Nu Mitzvah, Daimli Tzah Treasurer, where they gave him the inner keys to the chamber, Maftechas B'Nu Mitzvah, but they didn't give him the outer keys, so he can't get to the inner area. Payal, how's he going to get in? Same idea. A person who has Torah without Yir Shemayim, he won't really get in. He needs Yirasei Kaidemes L'Chachmasei. Reishis Chachma, Yiras Hashem. He kept all the Chachma in the belt, but if he doesn't have Yiras Hashem with it, he has garnished. Machas Rabbi Anirbani called out, Chaval Adlesei Darta. What was this? We don't have a courtyard of Sarah Ladarta of it. We don't have a courtyard, but we have a gate for the courtyard. What's the point of having a gate for the courtyard without the courtyard? Same idea. What's the point of having the Torah without the Yir Shemayim? Amar Yehuda, Leibar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Es Elamei, El Kadosh Yirum Mefanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world only that people should be able to see him. Shiyirum Mefanav. They should not see him. Sorry, Yirum means to fear in front of him. Shenemak, it says, V'leikim Asa, Shiyirum Mefanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world, Shiyirum Mefanav. Again, the reason why this comes up over here is because it relates to that importance of Yiras Hashem. Having all the Chachma Torah in the belt without Yiras Hashem is not enough. Is nothing. Is almost nothing. You need to have the Yira. The first point down. What's the idea? Kadosh Baruch created the world only for Yiras Hashem. Maral explains the idea is that if a person has Yiras Hashem, that's the best way to connect to Hashem. Kadosh Baruch created this world that we should be able to connect to Hashem, be nenemes of Hashchina, and then be zeichet to the ultimate reward in the next world. The best way to connect to Hashem is through Yira. So if we have Yira, we can connect to Hashem properly. Okay. So like my writer for Simon Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yasser, Simon Rabbi Lezer was sitting. Chalaf Azul Rabbi Yaakov Acha walked by. Amalei Chad Chaver once said to his friend, "Nekam Mekam, let's get up for him to Gvar Dechal Chatanu. He's a Yerichet." Amalei Idacham said, "Nekam Mekam, let's get up for him to Gvar Barinu. He's a Paisik. He's a Tari. He's a Tamachacham." So Amalei, so the first one's back to him. Ana, to Gvar Dechal Chatanu. I told you he's a Yerichet. He's a holy, lofty yid. He fears sins. Vat Amalei Barinu, unbelievable. You told me he's Tamachacham. No, he's Tamachacham. I'm giving you the goods. I'm telling you he's a Yerichet. That's the guy you stand up for. The guy is afraid of Chet. Chas V'Shalom, by the way, the outcome of this Gemara is not to dismiss being a Talmid Chacham, not to dismiss Torah learning, but it's to make sure that the importance, the preference, the chashivas is put on the Iker. The Iker is being Yiras Shemayim and Yiras Chet. It typically goes hand in hand. It typically goes hand in hand, but not always. Unfortunately, not always. Sometimes you have people that have one without the other, and we're saying the importance of having both. To Stein Reb Lazar, we don't know who said what in this story. Rav Simon Reb Lazar was sitting there, one praised Yiras Chet, and one praised the Talmid Chacham. It's time to Reb Lazar the Amar Gavra to Dach Chatanu. It makes sense that it's Reb Lazar who praised the Yiras Chet Shabbai. Why? Kadosh Baruch Hu has left in this world only people that have Yiras Hashem. Shenemar, what does the Kadosh Baruch Hu ask from you? Meimach, kiim liyira yisrael, to fear him. Right. So you see, all Kadosh Baruch Hu asks for is to fear. Uchsiv. So it's fine. It says, "V'yemer al Adam, hein Yiras Hashem hi chachma. Yiras Hashem is chachma. Hain, she came lashon yevani, the current achas hain. Hain is lashon of also one. The one, the number one thing of knowing Hashem is yiras Hashem, is fearing Hashem. So who's the author of these memories? The author of this memory is Rabbi Yechon, name of Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar is extolling the virtue of yiras Hashem, and therefore makes sense that he's the one that said that we should get up for Rav Yaakov Acha, because he's a yiras chet, he's yiras Hashem, and as Rav Siman, who is praising his being a talmid chacham, and not vice versa. Tistayan Mur says it's a good raya. Darsh Barula. Rav Ula, interesting. Usually it's Ula over here. Either it's a different person, or over here for some reason he's referred to as Rav Ula. May dechziv al tisha harbe. Don't be excessively a Russia. Al tisha harbe. Don't be a big Russia. Harbe udloy Russia hamat Russia. A little Russia is okay. Chas v'shalom. Ella, what it means is as follows. This is a big muster. This is maybe the most important line in this whole daf, which is saying a lot. I shouldn't say that. We just had an amnalf. V'haftar echamecha zek kal gadu b'tera. So pretty hard to say anything else in this daf is an important line. But maybe one of the most important takeaways of this daf, getting back to, especially with our emotions, is this line. Mishach ha-shuv reich ha-nedef. One who eats garlic, and he has breath, his breath smells bad from garlic. This is an age-old concept that garlic makes the breath smell bad. Yachzer v'yechel shemacher v'yechel nedef. She go and eat more garlic to make his breath smell bad again. What does that mean? The nature of a person is that chalila, when they fall, when they do averus, they start to get a feeling Yetzer wants to get in there and give him a feeling that he's a garnished, that he's beyond repair. He's terrible. It doesn't pay anymore. Give up. Throw in the towel. That is the nature of the Yetzer. This Gemara is saying clearly, Al Tia Russia Harbi means don't become a greater Russia. We're talking about a person that Nebuch fell. He's done Averis. And he may feel like, okay, I'm beyond repair. It's not worth it. I'll never be the Gadol. I'll never be the Talmid Chacham. Why should I even try to steig in my Madrigas at all? Chas v'shalom. When a person has bad breath, it's not going to last forever. So if he keeps on eating more garlic, it's just going to continue to keep the problem in place. If he stops, they'll stop the problem. A person should never feel that he's lost. Al tira shavri. Darsh Rav Bar Rav Ula. Rav Bar Rav Ula darshan. By dechsev ki in charbutzis lemaisim bar elam. There's no ties that tie them to the death, and the strength is very strong. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu leidan l'rusham she'en charadim atzav miyamisa. It's not only are these rusham not afraid of miyamisa, el shelibam barilam kulam. Their hearts are strong, like an ulam when they do their actions. Basically, they have lots of strength in their bad activities, and they have no yira, no fear of what's to come. Finally, Amar Rabbi Maitechsev said, "Darkam kesel lamid is the way of the kesel, like sil, the foolish person." Yadim Rishonim shadarkam lemisa. Rishonim know that the ultimate destiny is death, and they got nothing coming afterwards, nothing good at least. Veishlam chaylev al kislam. Yet they have fat on their ovir taiches. Kislam means like their loins. Shematayim shichla himan. Maybe you say they forget about it. They forgot this whole idea, and therefore the fact that they act so flippantly and they don't do tshuva is because they forgot about it. No, Tam Lemer v'achrim b'fiim yirtzusela. They speak about the end. They speak about it. They know the end is going to be nothing, and they don't care. They take it for granted and they don't change their ways. That is the ultimate rush. That they have no fear of what's to come at the end of the days. Kichas al ner. Back to a little bit of Shabbos for a few minutes, and we'll stop. Kichas al ner. We said in the Mishnah that if the Tanakhama said that if a person puts out the ner to save from listim, or from he's scared, he's putting on Ner on Shabbos because he's scared about the Persians that had their, the Goyim that had their Chag, and no one else supposed to have a Ner, or he puts it out to because he's in a bad mood, so he wants to have dark in the room, or he puts out the Ner because he wants someone to be able to sleep. All that the Tanakhama said is putter. It's putter, you know how to do it, but it's putter avalasar. Then Tanakhama says, but if you did it to save the oil, to save the wick, to save the lamp, the bowl, then it's mamish chayev. Rabbi said, no, it's only chayev if he did it in order to save the wick. But to save the oil, to save the lamp, that's not chayav. So Mar is very bothered. We know, we spoke this out already yesterday, we spoke a few weeks ago, there's a concept of malacha shen tzirich legufa. And the malacha has to be done for its purpose. Quickly, tchaz over. Rashi learns that means malacha shen tzirich legufa is, I don't want to be in this matzav in the first place, and I wish I wasn't there, but I'm making the best of what I have today, but I don't really care for the outcome as much as I'm trying to get rid of something that I don't want. Taisha says, that's to be done to the Malach of the Mishkan. That's the klal. Over here, the Malach of the Mishkan, or the ultimate usage of a fire, would be to char a wick, to make it good for future use. That's the ultimate usage of a fire. That's the kibbe that one's chayav in the Torah. Lighting a charcoal, lighting a wick, making it prepared for future use, that is the kibbe in the Torah. Any other kibbe is just taking away light, taking away fire, taking away something which I don't need, is not really considered a kibbe on a biblical level. That's really only a rabbinic, that would be a meneah, it's moving something away. That's a Malach of Shein Tzirich Legufa, I should say. That's Malach of Shein Tzirich Legufa. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda's Malach of Shein Tzirich Legufa is chayav. The opinion that's chayav on a biblical level. It's still Malach, just because Shein Tzirich Legufa is still chayav. Rabbi Shimon is the one that says pater. Most Rishonim, again, the chazar is important, you say to know. Most Rishonim agree, we pass like a Shimon, that Malach of Shein Tzirich Legufa is pater, still aser, by the way, midrabanan, but it's pater. We have Rambam pasul like a Yehuda, and that's why this is one that we're machmer on, even though it's only derabanan. We hold that like a pshimin, that it's pater aser, it's derabanan. But we're not so fast to be makel on this derabanan because there is a shitas Rambam that it's derais like a Yehuda. Fine. So now, getting back to our Mishnah, Rabbi Yitzchak came along and said, when you're putting out the ner to save the wick, That's daraisa. Everything else is ancillary, is not for the purpose, therefore it's only darabanan. We explained that, the Gemara ultimately didn't explain this, but anyway, so we kind of jumped the maskat of the Gemara when we had the Mishnah, but the Gemara is very bothered, manavshach. If you're putting it out just to save the wick, that's not called using fire. Using fire is using fire to make the wick better for future lighting. That's using fire. Putting out to save the wick is some ancillary, you're saving. You're not doing something new with it. You're not creating something new with it. And therefore, why is it any different? In fact, Rabbi Yossi Kamas Filei. Who does Rabbi Yossi hold like when he says there's no chiyuv except for the case of saving the wick? If he feels like a Behuda, he's b'chayev in all cases. In the case of saving the lamp, saving the oil, he should be b'chayev. V'ik Rabbi Shimon's Filei, p'silin am lifter. If he feels like a Shimon, he should be pati make case of p'sila. You're not doing anything creative to the wick, you're simply just saving it. Saving the wick is machshin sich legufa. Amar ula, the marzin of two malachim, by the way, one like a b'yuda, one like a b'shemin. First malach. Amar ula, len k'rabiyudis v'yodos like a b'yuda. Because of Rabbi Yitzchak holds a big klal. Seisu amnas livnes b'mkaimai avisesu amnas livnes b'mkaimai lavisesu. He holds like a b'yuda, but he has a criteria that when you destroy something for the purpose of fixing it in its place, that's called a fixing. If it's destroying it to fix it somewhere else, that is not called a fixing. Over here, putting out the fire is an act of really destruction. Kibbe b'chlal is an act of destruction, similar to tearing, similar to knocking down a building. These are destructive acts. So when they're done, when are they melacha? When they're done for the purpose of creation. So Rabbi Yossi holds, it's got to be a step more than that. It's not just creation, it's got to be creation in its spot. Creation right now in its place. And therefore, the only one they have in creation in its place is by the wick. And therefore, by the wick, one's chayev, by the oil, or by the lamp, there's no creation in its place, and therefore it's not going to be a seis that's chayev. Only Rabbi says, one second, michti. If you know the Mishkan, we learn it from the Mishkan, the Malachas. This fits very well. Again, all this, a lot of Malachas fits very well with Teishas Malach that has to be done into the Mishkan. But again, not that it doesn't fit with Rashi, but it fits more seamlessly with Teishas. The Malachas learn from the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, they actually took things down to build it in a different place. They actually used to dismantle the Mishkan, move, and rebuild it again in the new place by the different encampments. So over there, they purposely were taking it down to build it in a different place. How could you say that Seisr has to be Amanas Levis Mekayimai or Mechab has to be Amanas to fix it in its place if you're telling me that by the Mishkan itself, which is the source, we didn't have that? Amar Leh, there's an idea we just had a couple of days ago, and someone had a question on this yesterday. I forget it was. Amar Leh, Shani Hasam, Dekim Dechsiv, Api Hashem Yachanu. I think it was Lizer. Api Hashem Yachanu, Kaseisa, Amanas Levis Mekayimai Dami. It says Api Hashem Yachanu is based on the word of Hashem. Since it was based on the word of Hashem, so therefore, it's considered amanas levis b'mkayimai. Even though they move from place to place, when it's yachana, it was a pi Hashem, that's considered amanas levis b'mkayimai, and therefore not a question. Rabbi Yechonah says no. Leilim kibshimin filei. Rabbi Yosi goes like a b'shimin. If he goes like a b'shimin, so he shouldn't be chayiv in any of the cases, even psila. Umayisha psila because amnuna v'tem rav ad rava hacha b'psila shetzerach la'abavaskina. Simple answer. This is how we explain the Mishnah. We're talking about a psila that needed the wick needed to be refined. The wick needed to be charred in order to light properly. Like we had in the Mishnah a couple of days ago, they used to light the wicks first to make it ready to accept the proper flame, and the flame will burn nicely. In that case, even Shimon agrees, because that is the case of Mechaba. That's a classic case, and even Shimon agrees, you're fixing a mana when you're fixing a cleat for use in the future. That is considered a case of malacha. That's a malacha, even according to Shimon. I was always bothered by the way, this, and I know I'm missing something, and I've gotten the answer in the past, and I'm forgetting it again. It's still not the kibui. The kibui is putting out the fire. What makes the wick proper is when you light it, it burns up all of the loose threads, whatever it is. It causes the wick to become more tightly wound and more ready to light again in the future. But the kibui is only helping because if you don't do kibui, it's going to burn up. It's going to burn out if you don't do kibui. But l'chaira, the kibui itself is not. It's not what causes to make the wick proper. It's the light of the fire which causes to make the wick proper, which to me would still be a malacha shen zir gufa. I know I'm obviously missing something, but it's because this is considered a classic case of kibui, making the wick better for future use. But in all these cases, whether it's a charcoal, whether it's a wick, to me, it's not the kibui that makes it better for use. The kibui is, if I don't blow it out, it's going to get used up now. But what makes it better was the fire, not the kibui. I always had a hard time understanding why that's considered. This is a malacha tzrich legufa. Okay, but that's the answer. And that's called malacha tzrich legufa. Amar Rava, being a day, to this raya, take it on me, the Tani, because it says she ate pechem because it makes charcoal. Like Tani mentioned, nasas pechem. It doesn't say that it already was made into charcoal. It's because it makes it a charcoal. It's becoming a charcoal. It's becoming fit for further lighting. Right now, shema mina. It's a raya to that malach. It's a raya to this idea of that we're going like a shimon and it's a malach tzrich legufa because you're doing it for the purpose of what you need right now. Pick it up from